The following program is sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group. Josh Jelinski is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Good morning, everybody. This is Josh Jelinski, and we have a special guest today, Patrick Donahoe of the Palm Beach Letter. When the folks at the Palm Beach Letter were looking for a new strategy, he's actually the famed guy who created the 702 letter that was on the internet. He's also an author, soon to be best-selling author, of Heads, I Win, Tails, You Lose. We are giving his book away at no charge to those of you who want to learn more about strategies that could potentially lower your taxes in light of the Trump tax plan. Also to those of you who are looking for ways to mitigate risk in your portfolios. Had a dazzling week in the stock market in terms of news. Tesla in the news for a tweet that some say could be problematic for Elon Musk. Also, a stock going private. If you know, if you have an opinion on what's going on with Tesla and going private, I want to hear from you. 888-988-JOSH. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Do you think it's in the best interest of the shareholders to take a stock when you know Saudi Arabia and some of these other countries are now, they're now looking at Tesla as a diversification strategy against oil, big oil? Do you think it's good for our national security? Don't we want to have these jobs in the U.S.? I mean, heck, we've subsidized the rise of Tesla and these car companies with these tax credits we've given. So if the business model is not sustainable, why resort? Or do you think this is just media shenanigans? For a day, Elon Musk got more publicity than even our own president for his tweets. It also shows you the power of Twitter as a medium. And there are regulatory issues that will no light come to the surface of, can a CEO of a company tweet something that may manipulate the markets? Not that that was his intention. In some ways, it jumped due to the tweet. The other thing is, it proves the president right. You may not like his tweets, but he knows how to go directly to the people. It's sort of like the fireside chats of FDR. And I'll hear so many pundits on the right say, they'll say things like, well, as well, if he just didn't tweet, well, that's how he gets all of his publicity. He controls the media narrative. Whoever tells him that really isn't necessarily his friends. They may say, well, watch what you specifically tweet, you know, but not to not tweet. That could be ridiculous. So we're going to talk to Patrick Donahoe, author of Heads You Win, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. For those of you who have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have, no question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. And I'm going to tell you today, how do you spend your money in retirement? How do you spend all of your money so that you don't go broke and poor in retirement? What is a spend down? You know, a lot of you know how to accumulate money, but you don't know how to spend it. And then there's dollar cost averaging, which could become dollar lost averaging in retirement. So we're going to talk about that now. Principle number one that I want to get you to realize, it may be one of the most important strategies of retirement planning, is the spend down. And it's to safely spend your money without running out. And we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to go to Patrick Donahoe, author of the new book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose, which will be our featured book giveaway when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, you're Josh, on with Josh. How you doing?
Great. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. So what prompted you? There are so many books about finance. What prompted you to write this new one, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose?
Oh, well, that's a... Yeah, that's the long story, but I'll keep it as brief as possible. It was, you know, it's one of those things where there had been a lot of books, and I never thought that that my story really made much of a difference. And you know, I've been in this field and business for over a decade, and you know, it really came down to more just legacy than anything else, which is. For my team, for my family, for clients, is just really telling the entire story of how I came to realize certain things about finance, and then particularly what I did for a living, for clients, and so forth. So it was really, you know, it played multiple roles, but you know, ultimately it was to, you know, really tell the story in something that could last for a long time.
So break that down for me. Go into your story, if you don't mind. So what happened? So you're a normal financial advisor, or were you... I mean, I believe I may have even met you, like, your first year in the business on some... on a financial advisor trip one time. And so what would be... You know, how did you develop as a financial advisor? I mean, were you always... you know, were you a traditional financial advisor, and then you turned to some of your... newer paradigm stuff, or were you always trained up in the new paradigm?
No, it was a little bit of both. So when I graduated college, I worked in a financial company that didn't do financial planning, but they had a nonprofit arm, and they had a marketing arm, and it was for debt consolidation, for credit card negotiation, and then they also had a mortgage arm. And so I, you know, started really seeing firsthand the issues people had with credit card debt and not being able to manage their money responsibly. And there was this service that, you know, at the time, legislation doesn't allow it now, but at the time it was really valuable for people. But it was really interesting to see those stories. And then I transitioned over to a management role in the mortgage division, and got some exposure to more financial understanding. And then I met a woman through a program called Strategic Coach named Kim Butler. I think you've had her on your show before.
Yeah, we've had
Kim. Yeah, Kim became my mentor, and this was 2006-ish. And that's where I decided to go to the partners of this company and carve out a piece in which I would run called Paradigm Life, and I modeled her. But the difference was our business was all online, and you know, obviously in 2006, 2007, it was still not as popular as it is now to do webinars and to do online consultations, phone consultations, and so that's what I ran with, and obviously 2007 led to 2008, and that practice, that financial company folded because of a lot of different reasons, but I moved on my own. And really experienced the hardships personally, 2008, 2009, and also experienced tremendous hardships with clients and people that I spoke to. And because we do virtual business, it wasn't just targeted and focused on the geographic location I'm in right now, but it was the entire country. So I got to see firsthand people that were in extreme financial hardships, job loss. Real estate values loss, over leveraged, and what resulted in that investment loss, and I got to experience the lack of financial education that people had. I also experienced how in a sense people are exploited by their because of their ignorance by financial companies, whether it's Wall Street based firms, whether it's banks, and it was disturbing. So that really and I was going to get out of the business during that period of time. My wife was wanted to we didn't have any money and money wasn't coming in, and so she really put for the pressure on me. But through a series of events I got re-engaged, re-motivated, and that's when I really started to grasp how powerful the principles of what I had discovered through Kim a couple years before, and really dedicated my life to mastering those, but also to educate others, mainly through internet means. So a lot of the book goes into the primary stories with different financial groups that I have been that I connected with, financial newsletters, investment groups, as well as just some of those stories of clients and people that I was fortunate to meet and help, and going from point A to point B, just following certain financial principles that aren't really taught by the mainstream financial media or mainstream typical financial advising.
So we're going to do that all hour. We're going to teach you some principles that the mainstream media is not telling you about your money. And as we go from your background to some of these principles, you became a bit famous due to some of your work in internet newsletters. I mean, how did you get that? I mean, I'm assuming this was during the time you were struggling, or had your business already succeeded? Because I think I first heard about what you were doing with Paradigm Life in like 2010, 2011 from the Palm Beach letter or whatever, the 702 account or whatever that, how'd you meet those guys? Well, we'll break for a minute, and then we'll come back with the story of the much talked about 702 letter or 7702 letter. We'll talk even about what that is. Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. And if you like what you hear, you want a book that tells you what the mainstream media is not telling you about your money, go to Patrick's website, or you can call us now, 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-5674. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. So call us now for the free book, When You Schedule and Keep Your No Obligation Review, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be, but she's not you. She knows just how.
This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. So tell us a bit about the story. We're with Patrick Donahoe, author of the book Heads, I Win, Tails, You Lose. What transpired where you became sort of an internet sensation? And are you still?
Well, I think the internet's still a wild, wild west. I think it was totally a wild, wild west, you know, from a financial standpoint back in, you know, 2007, 2008, 2009. And, you know, there wasn't a calculated way that all of these events occurred. You know, it's not something I had planned for. And so as I've been, you know, asked that question over the years, I go back to what really drove me when I was kind of trying to get out of, you know, my mess and the economic crisis that everyone was in at the time. And it was just the principle of recognizing that, you know, the money that you'll make is always going to be a byproduct of what you do first. And so I always connected that dot, and I realized that, you know, I had to actually do something and provide value for others. And so what I would do is when I met with clients on the phone, and I had no idea who I was going to meet with. I mean, we have online scheduling, and you know, we had people just inquire from, you know, from anywhere from Alaska to Florida to Georgia to New York, and so I never really knew who I was going to be speaking with. So I got to meet some fascinating people. But there were, you know, the majority of people at that point couldn't do anything, right? They either had lost their job.
So how did they find you, though? I mean, Palm Beach, I mean, how many people read that? I mean, I must say, like, what, 2 million people at least are on their list?
Well, yeah, and that was my point is, you know, it wasn't them that found me. There was an individual out of, and I tell the story in the book, but there's an individual, a friend of mine, Tim, in Georgia, and he was calling me on behalf of his in-laws, and So him and I struck up a conversation, and I probably met with him on a dozen occasions, and we couldn't do anything because his in-laws lived in Africa, but nonetheless, you know, I dedicated a ton of time just to teaching him and showing him how things work, even though he couldn't do anything. And then about months after that, he had responded to a newsletter article about buy term and invest the difference, and it started to talk about the things I taught him, and then they actually commissioned him to write an entire report on what he was, you know, what he was telling them about. And then he came back to me, we collaborated, and he wrote this, you know, really long report about what we did. And then they ultimately, it was a new newsletter at the time, the Palm Beach Letter, it's Palm Beach Research Group now, but they hired him. And so he worked remotely in Georgia and then eventually moved his family down to Florida. And then the, you know, the editor of the newsletter at the time, Tom Dyson, him and I, you know, I did some business with him, met him in person down in Florida when I was on a family vacation. And it's the same thing. It's just I love to teach, and I just kept teaching certain things, and they would write about them and obviously make them a lot more clear.
So it was really fortuitous.
More, you know, compelling, so than I could do.
Do you credit that with the turn in your industry, the turn in your success? I mean, was that very instrumental for you, or was it a lot of wasted time because of all these internet people contacting you?
No, seriously, that's a great point, because I was neglecting my family at the time and working 12, 13-hour days. You know, but it was one of those, you know, it's one of those things where just seeds were planted, and it wasn't just them. There was this kind of series of serendipity that occurred over probably a 3 or 4 year period of time. I linked up with a real estate investment radio show and podcast out of Northern California. I linked up with a big marketing crew out of Austin, Texas, and all of it kind of like,
so the big, know, the all of it converged
at the same time.
Yeah. But the Palm Beach letter was not the source of it all. It was instrumental, because I remember, and people would be asking me, "What's the 702 letter?" And I'd get calls.
Those guys are amazing marketers. Those guys are amazing.
I'd get, "What is the 702 letter?" And I'd be like, "Hey, it's life insurance." And they'd be like, "No, it's got to be something else," you know. And we'll talk about.
But that's the thing, Josh. I mean, your point is valid, because, you know, most individuals, if you hear that word, life insurance, there's such a there's something attached to that. There's this stigma attached to it that people can't get beyond. And for the life of me, I've tried to figure that out for a long time. They were able to penetrate that stigma, and that's why they were so successful.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have financial talking heads who go on moronic tirades against life insurance, yeah. And I always fight them head on. I think that it's better to just say, hey, people who badmouth life insurance as a place for your money, they will not be there with a large check when you die that's tax-free for your heirs. They will not be there for you if you get disabled. They will not put money in your 401k if you're dead or disabled. They will not provide a safety net of conservative cash value. So if the market crashes, you're not belly up. I used to be more guarded about my love for life insurance, but I find that we've had people who spread misinformation for too long, and a majority of our listeners, they really don't want, they don't trust the stock market. I mean, I have nothing against the market. I own an RA, but we have a lot of our clients who are stuck in cash, and you know, life insurance could be a good place for that cash. So we'll talk about life insurance later on.
How I look at it is it's the conflict, right? There's a conflict of two opinions, and one has a self-interest of, you know, ensuring that they, you know, that their business is successful, and then there's another that has a bias that ensures that their business is successful. So I think that the Palm Beach letter, and then there's another group, the Elevation Group, who did a tremendous amount of research into it and provided, you know, an unbiased perspective of what it is and how it works. Because in the end, my philosophy has always been, I don't care, you know, if this is right or that is right. I care about what's right. And, you know, they provided just, you know, some of the greatest copy and research and education, and it's still available. You can go to their website and they have, you know, like 40 different sections of it that goes through soup to nuts. It goes through every different aspect of how it all works and why it's applicable here and here and for this type of person, whether it's business owner or this type of person, if it's a younger family. I mean, they did a very, very good job at providing that education. But I believe that they were able to make such a difference because of how unbiased it was.
Good one. So we're with the author of the new book, Heads, I Win, Tails, You Lose. So let's talk about, let's go into some of the meat and potatoes. Talk a little bit about financial education and how our old financial education is based on an old model of security and stability. I don't know. What's wrong with security and stability? I like that.
No, well, it's one of those, you know, Benjamin Franklin things is you know, people trade safety and security for liberty. And that's where I believe that when individuals did that, they gave up responsibility, right, for their well-being, and they delegated it to somebody else. And I believe, you know, that if you really go and look at the history of financial services and the history of social benefits, you know, you can go back 100 years, and we as a people started to, you know, allow the government to tax us, allow the government to take money for Social Security, to take money for, you know, I would say even retirement, because of, you know, 401k and a lot of that legislation incentivizes people to, you know, put money away and defer it for a really long period of time. And I think that's really, really when this idea of retirement was born. But previous to that, that idea, that word really didn't exist. And I believe that people are driven, they're motivated for retirement, not because of retirement in and of itself, but because they want freedom. They want liberty. They don't want to have to do something. And I believe that, you know, especially in our day and age, there's a lot easier way to accomplish it if you get rid of that retirement word and replace it with financial freedom. And then when you connect the dots between where you're at right now and what financial freedom is, that's where financial education comes in.
That's a good point. So let's go with financial freedom. Next question I'm going to ask when we return is, do you think we need to have a deeper understanding and be more adaptable? And financial education needs to change, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how your 401k, yes, your 401k could be one of your biggest financial mistakes. And we're going to be talking about life insurance and more. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. And if you have a question for Patrick Donahoe, call me now. Get the book, Heads, I Win, Tails, You Lose, A Financial Strategy to Reignite the American Dream, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-888. 888-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Patrick Donahoe, founder of Paradigm Life and Paradigm Life Wealth Advisors. He's taught thousands how to build wealth, create lifetime cash flow, and leave a meaningful legacy. He was recently honored by Investopedia as one of the nation's 100 most influential financial advisors. So give us a call, folks, if you want his book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. You only get that book when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. So call us now. So talk about the 401k and some of the problems of the 401k and what you would do differently.
Well, this is where, you know, I try not to put a lot of emphasis on, you know, the names of products or things. Like, if the 401k was valuable, I would use a 401k and recommend it. You know, if it was life insurance, same thing. If it was, you know, a CD or a bank account. So I think that, you know, the value isn't necessarily in the actual tool or product itself. I think that's where people have gravitated. I really believe it's in the use of it. And the use comes down to the knowledge and education that that someone has. With a 401k, I would say people are relying on it to do a certain job for them. And it's, you know, to provide returns, to provide tax benefits, and ultimately to provide them a amount of money at some future date that will allow them not to have to work again. And if you look at statistics, the statistics show that it's not going to do that. And with, you know, people living longer, and you know, with, you know, the rise in inflation and taxes, it's not reasonable. And I know Ted Benna, and Ted Benna was one of the first financial advisors that used the 401k. You know, and him and I have gone, you know, back and forth a number of times in regards to the initial intention and then what it's become today. And the initial intention is not what it turned into. The initial intention really was, you know, a section of the tax code that allowed executives to defer end-of-year compensation, because previous they were taxed on that end-of-year bonus or compensation. And then he turned it into a way in which, you know, you can defer taxes. But it was during the 1980s, right, in which, you know, before tax reform, tax rates were high. And so if you look at, you know, really the roots of how that product formed and what it is today, right, it just stuck because Wall Street, meaning mutual fund companies, investment banks, people are able to package these, you know, these series of stocks and bonds and so forth, and diversification, right, and then get a ton of money from just the regular employee, because, you know, defined benefit plans went away. And so it was like this perfect moment for the 401k to thrive and Wall Street to thrive, because pension plans were going away, defined benefit plans were going away, and tax legislation started to change. And then, you know, people were incentivized to put money away and have a tax benefit by doing it, but they gave up the use of that money, the control of that money, and they put the use and control in the hands of, you know, a financial manager, a fund manager. But they also put, you know, the future in the hands of the government, because the government would dictate what type of tax rate that would they would be paying on the distribution or the withdrawal of that money. That's not guaranteed up front. So the idea behind it, you know, just stuck because it really took hold in a period of time where there was a ton of transition. And what it is today, it just doesn't work. Whether it's the returns that the average mutual funds get, the fees that are charged on the different administrative expenses associated with maintaining it, and then looking at, you know, tax rates and the volatility there, and the issue with our country with the, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities and government deficits, run-up deficits, budget deficits, it's just not reasonable to think that tax rates in the future are going to be lower than they are right now.
And we're with Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life, who helps people minimize their risk in taxes as well as... So it's a book for you, folks. Call us now. Heads I win, tails you lose. Now, so the 401k you're saying is an inferior option? I mean, would you ever do a 401k? What? And break down... for people who are just new to this, a 401k is a bet that tax rates will be lower in the future. Just talk a little bit about that myth, because I think it's so ingrained in our culture. Mm-hmm. I got to max out my 401k that people don't even realize that there could be an option where they don't do that.
Yeah, well, it comes down to where fear and anxiety comes from, and it's always uncertainty. It's the unknown, and that's not part of my makeup. I don't want to, you know, have this variable of fear and uncertainty in my life, because it affects all areas of my life. And so when you do put a dollar into a 401k, you immediately add that dynamic to your financial life, where you're now betting, right, that your money is going to grow, and you're also betting that the withdrawal that you make is going to be taxed at a rate that's less than what it is right now. And it actually might be less of a rate, but you may have inflation, right, that dilutes the value, which means you have to pull out even more money, right, to pay for the same value of goods. And because it's more money, it'd be at a higher tax rate automatically. So it's one of those things where there's so many variables that are out of my control, out of your control, out of anyone's control. And that principle alone, you know, violates what I believe in, and it violates my ability to, you know, to be in control and take responsibility for the money that I created in the first place.
So you don't do a 401k?
Nope.
A Paradigm Life?
Nope.
So what about... what about those who say, well, I'm going to take the tax deduction now because that's all that the government's given me now, and we don't know. They may get rid of it. They may do the Rothification. So I want to pay as little taxes as I can now because the government, they could change the rules down the line anyway. So I'm just going to get the tax break now because we don't know what the government will do next year.
And we don't, you know, we know that they're going to spend money, you know, we know that they're going to continue to tax us. But at the same time, you know, I believe, and I've learned from, you know, one of the best CPAs that's out there, that, you know, there are thousands and thousands of pages of a tax code. And I think that the 401k is, you know, it's an H&R Block TurboTax, you know, driven type of incentive, right? But I believe that, you know, good tax advisors, good tax attorneys, there's tons of ways in which you can save on taxes rather than putting money into a 401k.
And we'll talk about other ways to save taxes. I want to know more about that. I would advocate a more balanced approach personally. I like tax-free and I like tax-deferred, but I want to get more of other tax-saving strategies. Next up, we have a caller who is calling about the Roth. Go ahead, Joe. You're on with Josh Jelinski. I'm sure many people are thinking maybe Patrick's an advocate of the Roth. Go ahead, Joe. You're on with Patrick Donahoe, author of the new book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. And folks, if you want this book, you got to pick up this book. If you're sick of the same old with the financial press, and you want something new, a new paradigm to read, this book is for you. Call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, I have a question. I was put into a I put my Roth IRA into a single premium life insurance policy. And then later on I was told that you can't put a Roth IRA into a insurance policy because you lose the Roth feature. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're completely different things. Yeah, you took money out to fund the life insurance. I don't know why you did that, but unless that was your only source of way to fund your life insurance. But Patrick, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, I would break the two apart. So, you know, a Roth, a 401k, these are all, it's tax legislation. So those are, you know, essentially the definition of how something is to be taxed. What goes inside of it, right, is a financial product. It could be a bank account. It could be a stock. It could be a bond. And so if you look at putting life insurance inside of a qualified plan, I know that there are some instances in which you can do that. But typically that's not done because with a Roth, it's taxed in a very similar way as a life insurance policy. So if you have life insurance inside of a Roth, you know, it negates the purpose of a Roth. And so I would say, you know, there are probably some additional information. I believe your name's Joe. There's some additional information that I bet is missing from, you know, from your question. And so I definitely would say, you know, meet up with somebody, maybe meet up with Josh and see kind of what those full details are so that you're knowledgeable of what you have. And at that point, I think that, you know, you can be pointed in the right direction.
Any other follow-ups on that, Joe?
Not at this time. I think I'll follow up with you.
Yeah, I don't think so. You can own life insurance inside of a qualified plan, but it sounds like what you did was you took a distribution from your Roth to pay for life insurance. That would only be advisable, in my opinion, if you wanted the benefits of the life insurance, and there are a plethora of benefits of life insurance. You know, I can't get enough life insurance. Every time I try to buy more, I want to buy more. Why? Because I like the tax-free benefits. It's like a Roth on steroids. There's the death benefit. There's the tax-free growth, tax-deferred growth up to basis. There's loans can be taken tax-free. You can spend your money wisely. You can protect your family. But I don't think, you know, so if there was no other money for you to fund the insurance strategy, yeah, I guess you could do the Roth. It's just the Roth has some powerful benefits in that it you're paying the taxes up front. And the money's growing tax-free forever. So I would call my office at 888-988-5674 to get the new book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose, when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. You could also buy it on Amazon. Patrick, your website is Heads or Tails I Win. Did you try to get Heads I Win? You should get Heads I Win because it's too long.
I try to get a few of them.
Okay.
and that was the short. That was the shortest one I could get. Yeah. People are gobbling up URLs like you wouldn't believe. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, wonderful, Patrick Donahoe. We'll be back talking more about does he like the Roth, and what are the other tax saving strategies that he has for us. Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Check out our new website, Jelinski, JALINSKI.com, for more information about our firm. And then call us, 888-988-JOSH, for the new book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose, where you can find out about and at headsortailsiwin.com, you can buy the book. Unless you want it free, you can call us 888-988-JOSH. So, Patrick, we get a sense of what you don't like. You're not a big fan of the 401k. What do you like, and what other tax saving strategies could you share with our listeners?
Well, let me qualify the 401k. It's not that I don't like the 401k. I don't like what the 401k does, and so it's not, you know, inherent in the actual name. And I would say, you know, some of the things that I had mentioned about you know, giving up control to government, to third parties, to me that doesn't sit right, and it's because, you know, you look at the history of what markets have done, you look at, you know, returns, and to me the trade off is not worth the risk. And then as far as a Roth is concerned, I think a Roth is much better. At the same time, you still face a very, very similar dynamic, which is you're betting that tax legislation doesn't change, right? Because right now, if you look at, you know, the situation, the fiscal situation that we're in as a country and, you know, municipalities and states, we're not in a very good situation at all. And so the only way to get out of it is to, you know, either print more money and do, you know, monetize debt and deficit spending, or you can increase taxes. And I look at, you know, anything that has, you know, the government stamp on it as far as how things are taxed is subject to change. And even a Roth. I mean, a Roth, I know Obama at one point, you know, had said that there, you know, there would be a threshold potentially, and then everything above a certain threshold of dollar amount would be taxed. Now, that may never happen, but it could happen. And so the idea behind control, right, is not there. So for me, you know, I look at, you know, from a tax standpoint, I think, you know, having a good tax advisor is vital, and I have a great tax advisor. And but at the same time, I don't know if that's the biggest opportunity to build wealth. But I will talk about, you know, some of the things from a tax perspective. I think they're important. And so I look at, you know, the tax advice that I've been given over time, and for me, I don't necessarily provide tax advice. I talk about the importance of understanding taxes and obviously maximizing how you can, you know, manage your tax liability. But then part of our financial network is an expert in tax advice. And so we, you know, we obviously leverage those experts as opposed to trying to be an expert ourselves. But some of the, you know, the tax benefits that have come about from the I guess what's being called the Trump tax changes is, you know, by my friend Tom Wheelwright. I think you've had Tom on your show.
Too. Yeah, we have.
Guest list last night. You know, and Tom, you know, Tom did a presentation for a group a few weeks ago, and you know, some of the tax benefits associated with, you know, business owners are incredible. Whether it's, you know, the money you can pay your children to be part of your business. I mean, I think it's upwards of it's like $17,000 or $18,000 each without them having to actually pay or file an income tax return. There's also, you know, some different depreciation and accelerated depreciation on vehicles for a business. And I think those two things alone, especially for business owners, are a greater tax benefit than maxing out a 401k, even if they're able to do that double max because they're a business owner.
But what about a car? Car is a depreciating asset. Why do I want to shell out $50,000 to $100,000 for a car, even if I'm getting the tax write-off? I mean, if you need a car.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you need a car, right?
And I just listened to that one for years, and I totally get it. But you know, I bought my car, and I got all these, you know, tax credits and all that stuff. But you know, it's still it only reduced.
And you're not going to do it.
It reduced the functional cost of the car to, say, you know, $65,000. It was still, you know, mm-hmm. pricey. So mm-hmm. it wasn't, I mean, I guess if you're wanting to buy like a large SUV, that's a real benefit. I think you can write off like the whole thing.
That's the only, that's where the accelerated depreciation comes in, is with,
you so know, do you have a large Suburban? Do you have a large, you know, Suburban?
I got a bunch of kids, and I have, you know, I have three kids and a ton of kids in our neighborhood, and you know, live in the mountains. So yeah we have
well, I guess I gotta buy a Suburban, and then you know, that's, you know, that's the only way you get the full benefit of that. I forget what that is. You gotta buy the 6,000. I mean, I have five kids too. I don't know how many kids you have, but you know, what is it? The towing capacity? What is that one again?
I don't recall the towing capacity, but yeah, it's pretty much most SUVs, you know, at a certain class qualify for it, and they do that, I think, intentionally. Yeah. But my point is, there's, you know, those are just the simple kind of low hanging fruit. But if you go through and look at, you know, the tax legislation that recently passed, I mean, they lowered, you know, intellectual property taxes, royalty income tax by a substantial amount. Hmm. You know, and there's, you know, businesses have, most businesses have a ton of capacity for intellectual property. But it's one of those things where, you know, the 401k is definitely the low-hanging fruit and the most known tax deduction. But I would say it's more, and hopefully this doesn't offend anybody, but I would say it's more of the lazy person's tax deduction. Because, you know, it's there, it's easy, but it's not a permanent tax benefit. Okay, you're deferring the taxes you would have paid to a future point in time.
Sure. And if you want to learn more about And if you, folks, if you want to learn more about the negatives of tax deferral, call us 888-988-JOSH for Patrick's book, Heads, I Win, Tails, You Lose. But I would say, I mean, I'm a part of similar circles, though, where I would recommend people do a retirement plan. Only because, you know, I've done the whole real estate thing, and I found that real estate is very tough. Because some of these guys will say, oh, do real estate. So you get these tax breaks like Kiyosaki or even Wheelwright. And I found that the average person, even the, I mean, people that I would say are of above average financial intelligence, often buy a second home. They buy, you know, to get their tax write-offs. They buy, you know, an investment property, and then they lose all this money. I find that real estate as a tax benefit was great 30 years ago, but... You know, it's not what it used to be. I'm a little cynical on that. But so we'll break for a little bit. Patrick Donahoe going to be talking about some more stuff to do with your money. Up next, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. You can call us now, 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
How you doing? I hope you're fine. Did your day take you through changes and mess up your mind?
Author of Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. What are some other tips? You mentioned before life insurance. Why do you like life insurance, and what type of life insurance do you like?
Well, let me step back and make one comment on what you said previously in regards to real estate. Then I'll transition to life insurance, and it's really, I would say, it's just financial tools in general. But I would say I'm not against a 401k. I'm not against a Roth IRA. My big thing is the education behind it, right? Is what you're doing, why you're doing it, and an understanding of what benefit is going to provide to you. And so with a Roth and with, you know, the stock market or with real estate, I think the success isn't necessarily contingent on just, you know, the actual vehicle itself, right? It's the education of how the investment is made. And I believe that there are a lot of people that are very astute in regards to the stock market and do really well. And inside of a self-directed Roth, I think that's an ideal strategy for them. But it comes down to the education that makes them successful, not the Roth itself. And then I look at, you know, real estate, and it's the same thing. I've seen people, like you mentioned, I totally understand why you're cynical. I was cynical for years because of how much I thought, you know, real estate hurt people. But then I started to see, you know, those that were in the know and knew what was going to happen because they understood and were educated about cycles, and they absolutely cleaned up during 2010, 2011, and 2012. And right now, they're the ones that are on the sidelines because all the dumb money has come in the market. So the idea isn't necessarily the vehicle itself. I would say it's the education behind it. And this is where, you know, transitioning into life insurance, right? One of the most amazing things that the Paul Mitchell letter did was articulate articulate a very important principle, which is the difference between saving and investing. And I don't look at life insurance is not investing. Okay, there's a level of certainty that exists there that doesn't exist anywhere else as far as financial products are concerned. And so I look at life insurance and a 401k and investments much differently. And so for insurance, I consider that it's not the only thing that you have. It's the foundation of your entire life because it plays so many different roles. It could play the role of your savings. It can also play the role of your banker if you needed financing as opposed to having to go to a typical bank. It also plays the role of protection, okay? And ultimately, it can be play the role of giving a legacy to your family or those that will inherit your wealth in the most efficient way possible. So it's one of those things, because it plays multiple roles, I consider it the foundation of a financial strategy. It's not everything. You can't, live on a foundation, okay? You have to have your walls and your roof and your rooms and your furniture. I mean, it is the foundation. You can't have anything else without that, or at least everything else would be put in jeopardy without the foundation.
It's a great way to conclude this segment. And folks, if you want to learn growth strategies, income strategies, legacy strategies, get the book, Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. Patrick Donahoe, thank you for a great interview. Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. 888-988-JOSH. Call us now for the book. 888-988-JOSH, or go to headsortailsiwin.com. Call us now. Heads I Win, Tails You Lose. Patrick Donahoe's book will be yours when you schedule and keep your no obligation second opinion on your money. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. Call us now. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including 5-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the $1 million roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to affect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.